A study by a Tasmanian university has found that we are not, as some may think, living in an age of moral decline. Interestingly, the study found that younger generations outdo the baby boomers. They're 6 times more likely to give to strangers. However, the majority of Australians are committed to kindness as a moral value and are motivated by internal feelings like authenticity rather than religion or community expectation. And this authenticity may be one of the factors driving the acts of kindness happening in cafes across the country, as Kate Walton discovers.
Could I please have a peppermint tea? And can I also get 2 Tucker tokens, please? And actually, I should get a suspended coffee as well, shouldn't I? Thank you. That is wonderful to see how many you've got at the moment. Awesome. That's fantastic.
That's Shirley James Sherry. She's donating a free coffee and a free meal at Brisbane Cafe Cup From Above. This growing international trend of buying 2 coffees and leaving 1 in suspense is a new incarnation of an old trend that's thought to have started more than a century ago in working class cafes of Naples. The story goes that when a person experienced good luck, they'd buy 2 coffees, one for themselves and one for someone in need. After the Second World War, this tradition declined, but since the GFC, there's been a resurgence, and it's spread to cafes in Europe, US, Canada, South America, and here in Australia. Cup From Above was one of the first cafes in Australia to adopt this Italian tradition. And I'm here to speak with Shirley James Sherry, who runs the social media page that promotes suspended coffees in Queensland, and the cafe's founder and former social worker, Adam Cox.
On the weekend, we had quite a few. Monday, we've got inundated with people in need who wanted a bit of love and a bit of a hot drink. And by Monday lunchtime, we had 0 on the wall. And then we put it out, a post out to the community, just saying that the rack's empty. And within 24 hours, it's overloaded again.
That social media call-out led to around 80 food and drink donations, which translated into 80 homemade tokens hanging on the cafe's wall.
If they're familiar with the system, they just come in, grab a token, put it down on the counter, and they just ask for what they'd like. It's just that they're putting down money.
Some include your names. I like the anonymous too, because it's just that idea that somebody you don't even know wants you to enjoy something. So there's that real connectedness, and to me it's kindness and inclusion as well. Obviously I work with children with disabilities, so the idea of people being together, that's what drew me to the whole idea, knowing that people would be welcomed into cafes to feel part of the community. That was my driving force.
Rachel has a local cleaning business, which is struggling. She's a regular at Cup From Above.
This week's a little bit hard for me, and I'm going to claim a Tucker token as well. There's been times where I've donated and been able to put something into the community, but today's the day when I kind of need to do a little withdrawal, and it's just, you know, it's going to help me a little bit for my day today.
And what will it bring?
Just that little bit of joy that someone in the community has done something for me. You know, at times I've done something for them, and what goes around does come around.
Right, so you get to take one of those off there.
May I please claim a suspended coffee? Cappuccino, 2 sugars, on soy, please.
And what would you like to eat, Rachel?
We'll get the Mediterranean vegetable Turkish and I'll share with the kids. Thank you. It's not easy to ask for help when you walk around with a smile and you just want everyone to think that you're just fine, and sometimes you're not. Sometimes you need a little pat on the back to say it's going to be okay. And when you come into the cafe, that's what you get. You walk through that door and you're not judged, you know. They'll listen to your story. They're not just going to hand over food to you and say, see you later. You just find yourself speaking about what's going on. You can be heard and you can walk away feeling brighter and better.
Shirley James Sherry has watched the movement grow in Australia in the past 12 months.
We have over 30 in Queensland now. It's always interesting about the placement of the cafe. That's always very important because we obviously want cafes that are in more vulnerable areas, but they're also harder to come by. Oh, and I have got the loveliest teapot I have ever seen. Oh, that's beautiful.
One of the things that people talk about is making sure that the coffee or the food gets to the right person. Firstly, I'd like to know this word right person and what that actually means to you.
I think the right person is the person who needs that at that time. And what I have found with every cafe that I've interacted with is that their definition of right is not based on judgment. And that is what is exactly this is about. It's based on kindness. We don't know at any given stage the person who has come and has asked for to enjoy a suspended coffee, what is going on in their lives. So it is very important that we allow people to feel that generosity regardless of their circumstance. And it's not for us to decide.
A cup of coffee itself, it tastes good. We love it. But no one needs a cup of coffee. But everyone needs love. Everyone needs to connect. Everyone needs to feel that they belong. So suspended coffee's paved the way for those connections to happen here organically.
Cup from Above founder Adam Cox was a social worker for 10 years before starting this cafe. He sees the potential for social change in the suspended coffee movement.
It's built the most unlikely friendships and connections. We have millionaires sitting next to people who are, you know, borderline homeless. We have responsible lawyers, and there's drug addicts who are people, you know, really struggling with addiction, sitting side by side.
It's sort of like the coffee or the food facilitates more support for them.
Exactly, exactly. We constantly get people here, it'll sometimes three a day, like strangers coming in and just getting a suspended coffee and then breaking down in tears because something's happened in their life and they've got no one to talk to about it, and end up the suspended coffee facilitates that conversation and then some sort of healing for them to talk about.
Hi, my name's Kathy. I was wearing a wig up till just a few weeks ago. I have tried many times to grow my hair, but through domestic violence and other things that have happened. And so it actually brought my steam up, knowing that people cared out there. And coming into this place, I was able to take that off now. I now have, you know, my blonde hair and I'm trying to grow it and I'm happy with how things are. I'm able to, you know, come into a place like this and feel good, be myself, not have any judgment, and yeah, just enjoy a coffee.
Cup from Above is a special case. It's a social enterprise run by volunteers, and everything they do there is about supporting the most vulnerable in their neighbourhood. So much so, they're taking steps to become a charity. But according to Adam, it hasn't been smooth sailing. There was a noticeable downturn in business when they started suspended coffees. And then history repeated itself.
On the one-year anniversary, we released Tucker Tokens, which is the food version of suspended coffees, and we saw the exact same dip again. So it was about, I don't know, 15 to 20% drop for the few weeks directly after. Especially with the Tucker Tokens, we saw people like in even more extreme need than the suspended coffee, so homeless folk and drug addicts, ex-cons.
I was keen to see how suspended coffee works in a cafe where profit is a driving factor. One cafe owner declined to be interviewed, but said they had to downsize their involvement in the charitable coffee scheme. This was because they felt that the community of homeless people around their cafe had taken advantage of the system, too much so. However, Thrive on George had a very different experience. It's a successful inner-city cafe on a noisy main road not far from Roma Street Station in Brisbane. It's been running for 6 years, and over the past year, they've provided around 800 suspended coffees. This area has a lot of homeless people, especially at night. I spoke to owner Michelle Balsamara during their lunchtime rush.
You know, there's been comments in the media that there's an abuse of the system, and it's just is not the case. Most people, you know, have a lot of pride and they don't want to feel like they're getting a handout, and they don't want to abuse the system. They think a coffee is enough, and we nearly sometimes have to force them to pick some food, take a seat, but they are very conscious of your customers and very respectful of that. So, yes, I think it's if we make them feel warm and welcome, then with time they will feel they can be, rather than being ostracised, I guess.
So are you motivated in terms of being more socially inclusive? Is that kind of an indicative of what you're trying to do with the suspended food?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, socially inclusive and just making sure that they are eating well, just that they are being looked after.
Yeah, so how do you make sure that your staff feel like they can navigate sometimes some challenging behaviours that people that are highly vulnerable might exhibit?
So we speak to our team members about the fact that some of our homeless people may not be having a good day, just like all of us, but because there's a prevalence of mental health, alcoholism, drug abuse, that their nature can change from day to day, hour to hour, and to be aware of that. Not to take it personally, but respectfully navigate the situation, try to calm them down if possible, not to put yourself in danger, make sure the customers aren't in danger, but just to treat them respectfully. We have had some customers in where they've been quite aggressive to the team members and customers, and we've just clearly explained, but empathetically, that we can't accept this behaviour in here and maybe come back later. I think there's only been a couple of occasions where our regular patrons have probably, just by their facial expression, expressed a concern that a gentleman that didn't smell quite right, because obviously he hadn't had a bath for a while, was probably offensive to them. Look, I think that in life you've got to give and take a little bit, and as much as we love our patrons, if they're going to get upset about something as, as minor as that, while they're standing here for a couple of minutes waiting for their coffee, we can apologise, but if they decide not to return because we have this service here, then I'm not going to stop it because of that. The majority of our customers love it, embrace it. When one of our vulnerable customers come in, they see it, the giving in action, I think it makes their day.
Kate Walton reporting there, and I hope you have a cup of kindness too.